Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
A-Class II medical devices designed to support individuals with mobility challenges safely and comfortably. With smooth lift and recline features and supportive design, they offer both independence and peace of mind. Stop in and see the difference a truly supportive chair can make. Court & Main, an A-Plus furniture and mattress outlet, where comfort meets community in downtown Richland Center.
Stats on set number 3 tonight for Platteville. Saraya Stone with a total of 5 kills and 1 ace. So she certainly had a showcase there. And Quinn Temperley with 2 kills, leading the way for Platteville. Richland Center is paced by Danica Pauls with 2 kills. Platteville wins the opener 25-13. Richland Center wins the second 25-19. And a 25-10 win for Platteville in the third. We go to the fourth. Richland Center to our right, Platteville to our left here in this fourth set. Platteville trying to win it and get back on the bus. The Hornets trying to force it to a fifth here this evening. Officials going over the lineups and the rows and the orders. And we're about set to start it again here for you on WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. We'll have high school volleyball on Thursday night live from River Valley. And then the Friday night game featuring Richland Center and Platteville in football at Avitus Rip Field. Platteville getting the approach to serve. Number 15, their libero player Maggie Gravant will be the server. And here we go. We are underway in the fourth. This one fielded by Pohl, set by Walsh, and Platteville reaching over the net. That's a Hornet point. 1-0 Richland Center. Elevie Weiss rotates in for Richland Center. And the Hornets have that height in the front row. And the server is Ella Clements. Ella with a serve. And Gramont can't play it. It's out of bounds. 2-0 Richland Center. So this adds a little bit to the Hornet fire. And this one's starting similar to the win for Richland Center in the second set, where they built a good lead and Platteville just couldn't play very well as a team. Here's the serve, dug by Gravant. There's the set, shot down the line and in for Layla Schuler. Gets Platteville on the board, 2-1. Side out for Platteville. The server is Michaela Schneering. Michaela back to the back row. There's the whistle. Hornets in serve receive mode, and here's the serve. Fielded now by Wirtz, Walsh. Pohl drops it through. Platteville got a hand on it. Diving in from the back was Avery Richard trying to save that and couldn't do it. The Hornets go up 3-1. Danica Pauls will serve. And here's a line drive on the near side. Fielded by Platteville. Back to the middle and punched over by Stone. Hornets try it with a pass by Gander. Adeline Wirtz takes the angle, gets it over. Ball pumped by Platteville. Hornets set right side. Gander can't get it over on that third hit. And it's 3-2. Platteville within 2 in the fourth. Platteville winning against River Valley in 4 earlier this season. And then River Valley beat them in the tournament. There's a serve by Platteville, and it's going to be an ace. Serve by Gravant. Check that. That was Saraya Stone. So that makes it 3-3. Stone with the ace and Platteville with another serve. This is a net serve right back to the Hornets, and that makes it a score of 4-3. Into the game is Aubrey Kolstad in the back row. Taylor Wirtz in the front row. And the Hornets will serve. Here comes the run-up and the line drive serve, fielded by Platteville. They'll set it back to the right side, taking it down the line, and in is Quinn Temperley. That makes it a 4-4 ball game. Platteville will get the side out again. Platteville winning games 1 and 3. The Hornets winning 2. 4-4 in the fourth. Here's the serve. Fielded by Wirtz. Far side Weiss centers it back. Pauls gets it over. Platteville will work it to the right. Now punched over by Hoosier. Hornets set it up for a try by Weiss. Back row. It's going to be fielded by Platteville. Back to the near side. They hit the antenna on the way over. And the Hornets gain a point. 5-4. Richland center in the fourth. Tatum Razick will serve. Ella Clements is in the front row. And here goes the serve. And it's an ace. And the Hornets go up. 6-4. Nice serve. Tatum Razick will do the honors again. Here comes the serve. And it's fielded by Platteville in the back row. They work it to the left side. Over the top that time for Richard. Kolstad sets it up. Adeline Wirtz drives it over. Fielded now on the near side. Platteville back to the middle. Softly tapped over by Richard. Here's the pass on the right side. And then driven over by Pauls and out of bounds. Platteville almost played it, but decided to let it go. And it went just past the line. 6-5 score. Shula returns to Platteville's front. And Mia Hoosier will serve for Platteville. This one fielded by Razick for the Hornets. Kolstad and now dumped over that time by Taylor Wirtz. Pass to the left side. Punched over on the hit by Richard. Hornets try again. Near side, Adeline Wirtz takes it over. Richard makes the play. Hoosier gives it right back to her. And Richard drives it over. Fielded by Razick. Kolstad on the right side. Adeline Wirtz takes it over. Oh, Platteville collides. Ball stays playing. And this one dropped over the top by Schuler. Back to the right side. Hornets get it back. Platteville drives it over on the hit by Temperley. Hornets drive over on the hit by Wirtz. Shot now by Schuler. Back row Hornets. They juggle, struggle, and hit it finally over. Wow, nice recovery by Wirtz and Pauls. And Platteville plays it over. What a volley. Back to the right side. Shot by Wirtz. That went into the net. Allen couldn't quite make it to the block. And Platteville has tied the score. 6-6. That last volley was certainly something. Serving will be Mia Hoosier. Here's the serve. Fielded by Razick. Back to the right side. Now punched over by Clements. Platteville tries again. Left side taking a shot. The ball is blocked by the Hornets. Punched over again by Clements. That went on the net and it's going to hit. Platteville can't quite play it over. And the Hornets win the battle at the net. 7-6. The score. Adeline Wirtz will serve for Richland Center. Platteville in serve-receive mode. Here comes the serve. Back line played by Platteville. Back to the middle and now punching it over is Temperley. And the Hornets tip it on the back row and can't play it. Freshman Malia Temperley ties the score at 7. Serving will be Avery Richard for Platteville after they retrieve the ball. 7-7 down the stretch. Platteville trying to win it in 4. Hornets trying to keep it going. There's the serve. Fielded now on the near side by Razick. Back to Kolstad. And Pauls hooks one into the net. And Platteville takes the lead. 8-7. Filney flip phone tonight. Ithaca 3-1 over North Crawford. Royal 3-1 over Bangor. Here's the set by Platteville to the serve. Fielded by the Hornets. Adeline Wirtz from the back row drives it over. Here's the set in the middle. And Temperley, the freshman, drives it through the wall. That'll make it 9-7. Malia Temperley stepping up with a couple of kills here in the third. Brookwood 3-2 over Winnewaukee Center in high school volleyball. River Valley gets the sweep over Lancaster. Here's the serve. Richland Center plays it right side. Shot by Paul. Save. Block. Now pass to the right side over the top by Stone and got it in. Danica Pauls put all kinds of power into that. Somehow saved by Avery Richard. And Platteville goes up by a score of 10-7. Platteville playing without its middle, Rihanna Dye, who really was tough on Richland Center last year. Here's the serve by Platteville. Played now by the Hornets. Back to the right side, Taylor Wirtz. drops it over, set by Platteville on the left, taking a shot, blocked by the Hornets, and out of bounds, but it hit the antenna, I believe. A point for the Hornets, 10-8, the score. Into the lineup for Richland Center, number 20, J.C. Gander. Rainey Walsh will serve. Walsh awaiting, and there is the line drive serve. Fielded by Temperley. Platteville back to the right, got it through the wall, and down it goes on a hit by Malia Temperley. She has played well in this game, and Platteville all of a sudden leads again by 3, 11-8. Serving, Maggie Grabant. She is taking the whistle. Here's the approach, and a line drive net serve right back to the Hornets. Both teams have struggled tonight when they've had a chance to maybe keep that momentum going. They lose it with a net serve. Here goes the approach and the line drive, fielded by Grabant. Back to the far side, and now tapped by Avery Richard over the top. Back row, Clements. Walsh pulls over, and it is out of bounds. Hornets were thinking it might have been tipped, but the officials say no. 12-9, Platteville. Michaela Schneering will serve. The junior gets the whistle. 12-9, Platteville in the fourth. There's the serve. Fielded now by the Hornets. Wirtz near side, and then Weiss takes it over. Nice play on the left side by Grabant. Driven over there by Stone. The Hornets free ball it over, and it lands inbounds. Allen Wirtz and company making a nice play, and the Hornets stay within 2 points, 12-10, here in the fourth. Coming down the stretch on WRCO Radio tonight in the fourth set. Danica Pauls with a run up in the line drive serve. Fielded by Platteville on the near side. They'll punch it over. Pauls with a save. Weiss gets it over. Again, Platteville in the middle. Quinn Temperley drives it over. Walsh bumps it high. Played now again by Razek. Back to Walsh. Gets it over. Platteville on the left side. Taking a shot. Blocked by the Hornets. Weiss back to Platteville again. Taking a shot is Stone. Back row. Hornets make the play. Razek. Left side, Allen Wirtz down the line, fielded by Platteville. Going left, Stone drives it out of bounds. 1 point set, 12-11 in the fourth. Danica Pauls will serve, Platteville in serve, receive mode here in the fourth. Here's the run-up and the line drive serve, fielded near side by Platteville, keeping it going, Hoosier back to the middle. Shot into the net by Temperley, and we are tied. 12-12 here in the fourth. Pauls will serve for Richland Center. Pauls with a run-up, and there is the serve. Fielded back row now by the Hill Women. They're going to get it to the left side. Stone gets it over. Now back to Walsh in the middle, and Wirtz drives it over and got it in. Platteville blocked it, but it went out of bounds, and the Hornets take the lead. 13-12. Adeline Wirtz wins the battle at the net. Danica Pauls will serve here in the fourth. Pauls with a run-up. That one fielded by Platteville, and they won't get it. It's an ace. Got a little bit of air under it, but that is going to do it, and the Hornets go up by 2, 14-12. Pauls, with her first ace, gets the whistle. Comes up with a run. The jump serve is going to be fielded now by Platteville. Near side, Stone drives it over. Paul's back row. Rainey Walsh in the middle. Weiss drives it over. Got it down. Hornets by 3. 15-12. Timeout, Platteville. Everything going Richland Center's way down. Leading by 3 points. 15-12 in the fourth. Richland Center needs a win to set it to the fifth. And Platteville trying to win it in four. We'll have more in a moment from WRCO Sports.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on-the-farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles today, 647-5851.
We're in the fourth, 15-12 in favor of Richland Center. This one is going to make Mr. Fabulous stay up past his bedtime tonight, our engineer. Coming in to serve is Danica Pauls, had a recent ace for Richland Center. Flatville in serve receive mode here in the fourth. Hornets lead by three. Pauls with a run up, and there is the serve. Fielded by Platteville, keeping it going now is Richard, and over the top there by Quinn Temperley. Back row, Razick. Walsh dumps it over and hit number two. Platteville tries again. No, they're going to be called for, well, the Hornets are going to be stopped for being over the net, and the officials make the call definitively. That'll give it to Platteville. And a side out for them, so they are within two at 15-13. Soraya Stone will serve. Stone with the run-up and the line drive serve. Fielded now by Gander. Gets it over on a free ball. Back it goes to Platteville. They'll try again. This one takes off and out of the gym on the attempt for the kill, and that'll make it 16-13. Platteville in the lead. Serving for Richland Center, I should say Richland Center in the lead, Platteville in the serve receive, and the server for the Hornets is Aubrey Kohlstedt. Hornets by three, here's the serve. Cut off on the left side by Richard, gets it back, drives it over, back row Pauls. Kohlstedt, Weiss, drives it over, puts a charge into it, Platteville hit number three, it's coming back, and it's over. Ball on the near side, back to Weiss, tries again. Diving big Stone, back to the left side, and over the top by Richard. Hornets try again, right side. Wirtz hits it into the net. Taylor trying to go down the line and didn't make it. That makes it 16-14. Boy, there were some mammoth hits by Ellaby Weiss, but Platteville had an answer for both of those. Hornets by two in the fourth. Platteville to serve. Quinn Temperley with a line drive serve. Razick pops it up. Ball passed by Kohlstedt back to the middle, and the Hornets don't call it. It's going to be misplayed and out of bounds. So not as good a teamwork on that turn of events. That makes it 16-15. Platteville within one. Quinn Temperley will serve. Temperley with a line drive. Fielded by Wirtz. And now it's going to be Kohlstedt trying to get it over and hit number two. Hits the net. It doesn't make it to Platteville's side. And that makes it 16-16. Platteville has come back to tie it. Quinn Temperley with a serve. Line drive popped up by Pauls. Now back row, Razick rights the ship. Weiss gets it over. Platteville sets it up to the left side. Softly tapped over by Richard. Now here's Taylor Wirtz. Ellaby Weiss drives it back row and got it by Platteville for a point. And the Hornets go back up 17-16. Weiss playing well here in this fourth set. Scored a couple of points for Richland Center. So side out for Razick. Tatum gets the whistle. Here's the serve, fielded by Platteville. Soraya Stone to the middle, and Hoosier gets it over. And the Hornets struggle, hit number three. They can't get it over. We're tied again. 17 apiece in the fourth. Again, Platteville leads the match 2-1. Hornets need a win to force a fifth. And we're all tied at 17. Mia Hoosier with the serve. Fielded now by Adeline Wirtz. Set on the right side. Taking a shot as Clements. It's down. And it was also tipped by Platteville. The Hornets go up 18-17. Ella Clements with a big hit. And now the server again is Adeline Wirtz. Freshman coming up with another serve. That one pulled down the right side. That's going to be an ace. And the Hornets lead it 19-17. Adeline Wirtz with the ace. Richland Center has had three ace serves in this fourth set. The whistle, Adeline Wirtz with another serve. Going to be popped up by Temperley on the near side. Platteville takes a shot. It's out of bounds. Hornets lead 20-17 in the fourth. Coach Berenson from Platteville trying to cool her team. Get them back on track. The Hornets trying to keep the momentum going. Here's the run-up by Wirtz. Cut off by Temperley. Set on the right side. Driven over that time by Avery Richard. And Taylor Wirtz punches it over for the Hornets. Right side, played by Platteville, tapped over by Schuler. Back to Taylor Wirtz. Her shot is into the net, and it's a point for Platteville. That makes it 20-18. 2 points set here in the fourth. Platteville's Avery Richard with the run-up. There's the serve. And Taylor Wirtz, Kolstad, Adal Razik trying to play it from the back row. Not enough momentum to get it over, and that'll make it 20-19. Platteville is within one here in the fourth. Serving again, Platteville, played on the near side by Razik. Kolstad, Pauls, the ball takes off, and down it goes. It was tipped by Malia Temperley, and the Hornets get a point back and the serve. 21-19. Rainey Walsh, J.C. Gander back in, and Rainey will serve. Hornets by two in the fourth, hoping to make it a fifth tonight. Here comes the approach, and Rainey Walsh with the serve, fielded by Platteville, left side Stone, back to the middle, dropped over that time by Schuler. Here is Walsh setting it up, shot by Pauls, blocked right back by Platteville. Hornets try again, Walsh on the left side, shot by Gander, blocked by Platteville, punched over by Clements. Set on the left side, Platteville tries again. Shot is tipped and now played by Razik. Back to Pauls, knuckles it over. One hand saved by Platteville. Hoosier off the net, back to Stone and got it in. That was a great volley. 21-20, Platteville within one. Soraya Stone gets the kill and Platteville will serve. Maggie Grabant, their libero player. Platteville trailing the Hornets by one. In the fourth, there's the serve, played by Pauls. There's Walsh back to Danica. It's over the net, juggled, struggled by Platteville. They're going to get it over on the hit by Hoosier. Kept live by Razik. Walsh right side. Pauls down the line and in. 22-20. Richland Center now leading by two in the fourth. Weiss back to the front row. Serving will be Ella Clements. Ella gets the whistle. There's the run-up. Line drive serve. Platteville struggles. Now getting it over is Stone. Walsh back for a hit. Down it goes for J.C. Gander. 23-20. Gander with the kill for Richland Center. Timeout, Platteville. Wow, wow. 23-20, Richland Center leading here in the fourth. Such a game of momentum. Platteville wins very decisively, 25-13 in the opener. Hornets come back and win 25-19 in the second. And then Platteville getting the win 25-10 in the third. So you watch the first, you watch the third, and you're thinking, Richland Center can't even stay on the court with them. Then you watch the second and the fourth, and it's like, these teams are so even. So that's the way the sport goes, and as probably all sports are, so much of it between the ears, the momentum and believing and keeping that kind of stick-to-itiveness. The Hornets have not had a lot that have hit the floor here in this fourth. They have played everything that came around them, and now with a three-point lead within two of going out. Serving is Ella Clements, 23-20. Platteville has taken the timeout. It's over. And now the Hornets will serve, leading by three. There's a soft one. It's going to be fielded by Stone. Set to the right side. Taking a shot, getting it down. Quinn Temperley. 23-21. Temperley with a kill. Back in for the Hornets. Tatum Razik, their libero player. Michaela Schnering will serve for Platteville. Hornets lead by two. Here's the approach and the serve. Razik pops it to the net, ball over the top, played by Platteville. Again, a shot down for Quinn Temperley, and that makes it 23-22. Two kills in a row for Platteville, and there you go. There's that momentum again. Platteville back in business. Timeout, Richland Center, 23-22 here in the fourth. Hornets are hoping it's not the final of the night, trying to push it to a fifth game. Platteville leading the match by a 2-1 margin at a 23-22 fourth set here tonight. We'll invite you to join us on Thursday night, River Valley and Richland Center. That's always an event, as we say. We'll be on the air with that one around 7 o'clock. And look forward to calling that one for you as well. Platteville back on the floor. When you're the team, when things are going your way and you got momentum, you get back out there quickly. The Hornets use every ounce of the timeout. And they are back on the floor. Platteville's server is Michaela Schnering. Hornets 23, Platteville 22. Platteville leads the match 2-1. This is the fourth. Here's the serve. Fielded by Razik, popped to the left side. Walsh gives it back to Pauls, who drives it over. Schnering and then Hoosier, left side Stone, blocked by the Hornets. Back to Platteville again. There is Stone taking it over, back row. That's Adeline Wirtz, save on the right side. Pauls blocks it. Oh, it's going to be a hit blocked by Platteville. Out of bounds on the near side, and it's a point for Richland Center. They have game point. 24-22. Pauls put a charge into one. Platteville blocked it, but it landed out of bounds. And here is Pauls, and the Hornets going for the win. There's the serve. It's an ace. We're going five. 25-22. Danica Pauls with the ace. And we're going to a fifth. The best going to 15 tonight. Luckily, I got my beauty nap today. Wow. We're going to the fifth tonight. Platteville wins the first and third. Hornets win the second and fourth. The fifth is coming up next from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Hello, this is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Looking for a sweet treat or a delicious lunch? Stop into Christie's.
Emily, Ella, Erica, or Tina will be more than happy to serve you. Our summer hours are Tuesday through Friday, 8 to 4, and Saturday, 8 to 2.
Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Harvest season is in full swing, and it's crucial to keep your equipment running smoothly. Arneson Service and Repair in Hillpoint is here to help. Whether it's tractors, wagons, combines, or skid steers, if it's farm equipment, they'll fix it. From tire repairs and hydraulic hoses to oil changes, their skilled mechanics are ready to keep you working in the field. Call Arneson Service and Repair today, 986-4300, or visit arnesonrepair.com. Keep farming with Arnesons.
Buying a home can be overwhelming when you consider all the financing options available. The loan officers at the Richland County Bank have the training, knowledge, and most importantly, the desire to help you make the best decision. They understand the local market, and they can help you find the financing option that may be right for you. Visit Richland County Bank today or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's been said, a goal without a plan is just a wish. This is Nick Hodge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. It's our goal to provide your family the very best service possible. That goal is the easiest to achieve with planning. Our plan is helping you pre-plan your arrangement. Plans can be as simple or as detailed as you desire. We'll help you create the service you desire and make sure your plan addresses all your concerns at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Welcome back. We're looking at the fifth set here in just a moment. Platteville coming back and making it a close one after Richland Center built a pretty nice lead. Richland Center led in that one by senior Danica Pauls. And adding up, let's see, she had one, two, three, four kills and also an ace along the way. Two aces because she had the one on game point. So she leads the way again for Richland Center as they come back and force a fifth. There was another key ace in there by Tatum Razik as well, who had an ace, and Richland Center gets out with a victory in the fourth. Platteville is led with a couple of kills down the stretch, and that was by Quinn Temperley. So Quinn Temperley with two kills for Platteville in that one as well. We go to the fifth. Richland Center is going to be on the right side, and Platteville on our left side. And we'll see what happens here. The best to 15, or the first to 15, will win it tonight. And again, this for Richland Center, after losing to Dodgeville last week, they want to stay in conference contention. This is one of those must wins early on in the season. Very quick turnaround, about a month left in the high school volleyball season before the tournaments, which is hard to believe. It seems like it just began. All right, here we go. Nothing, nothing. Platteville serves. Gravant with a serve. Right side is going to be dug by Adeline Wirtz. Set by Lumps. And then on that side is going to be hit over the time by Clements. This on the right side. Stone drives it over Platteville. There's the set. Clements and drives it to the back row. Platteville sets it left side, taking a shot. Blocked again by Clements and Gander. Right side. Platteville tries from this side, and they drive it in. Ball is wound up. Razik got a hand on it. Nice hit by Layla Schuler, and that makes it 1-0 Platteville. Schuler with the kill. Gravant will serve again for Platteville. Here comes the run-up, and there is the serve. Fielded now on the near side by the Hornets. Set now for Gander, and tough to reach, and it's going to be on the antenna, and a point for Platteville. 2-0 the score. Platteville in the lead. Gravant will serve as she gets the ball back from the official. Here comes the run-up, and there is the serve. And then it's going to be fielded by Pauls. Free ball over. Platteville tries it. Left side taking a shot is Stone. Nice dig by Wirtz. Punched over by Pauls. There's Platteville trying again, taking a shot. They get it down with Quinn Temperley. All of a sudden, 3-0. Platteville in the lead. Hornets need something to turn the tide here, get the momentum back in their court. They need a side out. RC in the serve-receive mode. Maggie Gravant with the approach, and there's the serve. Cut off by Pauls. There's the set. Gets it right back. Takes a shot. That one is in. Nice hit by the Hornets, and they're on the board. A score of 3-1. Side out Richland Center. Maybe that is the momentum swing they need. Here comes the serve for Ella Clements. Back row played by Gravant. Ball to the left side. And Platteville hammers it against the net. Hit by Temperley. Hornets return it with a hit by Walsh. Back to the left side. Again, the left-hand shot by Temperley. And Walsh got it over, and down it goes. Good recovery. Got it. They walked right down the net and down the line. It is a 3-2 ball game. Initially, I think the officials are rolling the ball back to Platteville. But it is a point for the Hornets, so they're within one here in the fifth. Again, it's the best, the first to 15. 3-2 score. There it is, and a line drive out of bounds. A service error for the Hornets, and Platteville goes up 4-2. Into the lineup is Michaela Schnering, and she will serve. 4-2. Platteville leading in the fifth. Schnering gets the whistle. Steps up, and here's the serve. Fielded by Wirth. That one is going to go awkwardly out of bounds, and it's 5-2. Platteville in the fifth. So the Platteville serve continues. Line judge coming in from the near side, talking it over with the official at the scorer's table. So the discussion continues. And Jamie Johnson arguing on the near side about the call, but it looks like it's going to stand. Platteville leading 5-2, and they will serve. Schnering gets the whistle. Hornets in serve-receive mode here in the fifth. There's the serve. Fielded now by Razik. And that one kind of goes to the left side, and the Hornets unable to recover. That makes it 6-2. Platteville serving, leading away here in the first part of the fifth. Platteville by 4, 6-2. Hornets trying to right the ship with a timeout. We'll be back with more in a moment from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Well, it's about time. Time for a blind date. That's right, a blind date with Steve, Bailey Paint and Decorating's blind man. Steve takes the stress out of fitting new window treatments by handling all the measuring and installation. Whether it's cellular, pleated, roller, or solar blinds, new window treatments will give your home a fresh look. And for a limited time, receive a free cordless lift upgrade on select Graber shades. Make a blind date today. Visit Bailey Paint and Decorating on Court Street, downtown Richland Center.
Welcome back to the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. 6-2 Platteville here in the lead in this one. It's been a long match, but also, as we mentioned earlier, the JV1 and JV2 matches went very long, and that was part of the reason we started quite late here tonight. RC winning both ends of the early ones, 2-1 and 3-0. And here in the final of our city match, we're even at 2 apiece. Platteville leads 6-2. Here we go. Schnering with a serve. Near side fielded by Ellen Wirtz. Walsh gives it to Pauls. Her shot blocked by Platteville. They keep it going, and that one is on the net. Slapped down by Weiss. And the Hornets are back in business. 6-3. Ella Weiss using her height at the net, and Richland Center gets it back. Side out, Danica Pauls. And Richland Center, 6-3 Platteville. There's the serve. Platteville can't field it. That is an ace. And it is 6-4. Danica Pauls with the ace. And we'll get it back. Platteville in serve-receive mode. Struggled a bit against that one. Pauls trying to uncork another one. Here's the approach to the line drive serve. Platteville dives. They keep it going. They pinball it around and get it over. Pauls. Walsh, Weiss, blocked by Platteville, back to Pauls, gets it over. Again, Platteville tries, in the middle, and down it goes. Quinn Temperley with the kill. That makes it 7-4. Temperley with her second kill in the fifth. Platteville now with Saraya Stone getting the serve. Here's the run-up, there's the line drive serve, cut off by Weiss. Pass back by Gander, and Ellen Wirtz gets it over. Down it goes. 2 points set, 7-5. Hornets hanging tough here in this one. Back in is Taylor Wirtz on the left side. Aubrey Kohlstedt will serve. 7-5 Platteville in the fifth. Kohlstedt with the run-up. There is the serve. Back row, fielded by Platteville. There's Hoosier in the pass. And that ball is going to be knuckled over. Diving dig, Pauls kept it live off the net, and down it goes. 8-5, the score. Temperley playing tough on the net, now goes back to serve. Platteville by 3 in the fifth. Temperley with a run-up. There's the line drive serve, fielded by Pauls. It's free ball over, slap back by Platteville. Pauls got a hand on it. That one ricochets out of bounds. It'll be a point for Platteville, and they lead by a score of 9-5 in the fifth. Quinn Temperley will serve again. Platteville by 4. There's the serve. Pauls fields. Kohlstedt right side. Weiss takes a shot. Nice dig by Platteville on the left side, and then pounds it through the block. Avery Richard gets the point. Platteville leads by 5. 10-5. Avery Richard with a point. Platteville's serving again. Hornets trying to right the ship. Here's the serve. Net serve. Well, that works. Hornets get it back on the side out. That'll make it 10-6. Ella Clements joins the front row. Tatum Razik will serve. Tatum's serve. Far side for Platteville. They're going to get it to the left on the attack. Shot blocked. And down it goes. Taylor Wirtz and company getting the block, and the Hornets are within 3, 10-7 here at RCHS Fieldhouse. Malia Temperley back in the front row for Platteville. Tatum Razik will serve right down the middle. Platteville gets a set by Temperley, and then Hoosier gets it over on hit number 3. Kohlstedt sets it up. Ball pushed by Clements. Back row. Fielded by Platteville. Left side. They'll rainbow it over. Fielded on the near side by Razik. Taking a shot, Alan Wirtz. Fielded by Platteville. Left side, they'll take a shot. Down it goes. Good effort by Razik, but it was a About a 90-mile-an-hour fastball from Avery Richard, and Platteville goes up 11-7. Serving is Mia Hoosier. Platteville by four. They're within four of going out. Hoosier with the approach. Lines it far side, played by Wirtz. Back to the middle, and Adeline Wirtz gets it over. Fielded by Hoosier, the left side. Now taking it over is Richard. Back row, Hornets going to try near side, and Clements drives it in. 11-8. Ella Clements with the kill. The Hornets are done yet. Trail by three in the fifth. Adeline Wirtz with the approach. There's the serve. Fielded by Platteville. They pop it to the left again on the shot. Over the top that time. Nice diving dig by Wirtz. Back to Razick, and Pauls gets it over. Platteville tries again. Rainbowing it over there is Richard. Hornets on the right side. Taylor Wirtz hits it into the net. And Platteville takes a four-point lead. 12-8 score. Platteville by four. And within three of going out and winning this conference match. Here's the serve by Avery Richard. Fielded by the Hornets. Back to the right side. Pauls knocks it in. It is 12-9. Danica Pauls with the kill. J.C. Gander and Rainey Walsh return to the Hornet lineup as they rotate around. Platteville leading it 12-9 in the fifth. Rainey Walsh with the run-up. There's a line drive serve. Platteville hits it. It caroms into the stands. Now fielded by Stone. They get it over. Ball to the right side. Walsh gives it to Paul. Danica takes a shot. Fielded by Platteville. Pass to the left side. Taking it down is Soraya Stone. That makes it 13-9. Stone with the kill. And the Hornets will take a timeout. Platteville leading 13-9 in this one tonight. Coming up, the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show. And we'll have that for you. Also, the Duncan Rewards turning point of the game. Both teams on the bench talking it over. Cuba City has swept Fenimore tonight 3-0. New Glarus has beaten Wisconsin Heights 3-2. The Brewers 9, the Angels 2. That's a final. That game is in Milwaukee. There's probably a few West Coast baseball games. We might still be on the air when they're done if this one continues. 13-9. Platteville in the lead in the fifth and final set. So the timeout ends, and both teams head back to the floor. Platteville in the left side, they're going to bring in Maggie Grabant, their libero player, and she will serve. Hornets in serve receive mode, trailing 13-9 in the fifth. So Maggie getting a set off the whistle, and here's the run-up. The Platteville serve. It's back row. Adeline Wirtz, Rainey Walsh. Pauls drives it over. Bumped to the ceiling by Platteville. Back to the left side and now pushed over by Richard. Back row, Hornets. Back to the near side. Pauls over. Down it goes. Hornets aren't done yet. 13-10. Danica Pauls. Three kills and an ace here in this fifth set. Richland Center will serve. Side out, RC, Ella Clements will serve it. Here's the run-up and the line drive serve. It's dropping in for an ace. 13-11. Ella Clements with an ace. And now Platteville wants a timeout. My goodness, the momentum back and forth here tonight. 13-11, our score. Platteville winning the first and the third. Richland Center winning the second and the fourth to push it to this fifth game. Platteville does not spend a lot of time in its timeouts tonight. They are back on the floor within a few seconds. The Hornets will use their time to talk it over here. They're the team with the serve when they will return to the floor. They are back. The serve will come again from Ella Clements. 13-11, Platteville fans on their feet here in the stands. Here's the serve by Ella. Drops in short. Fielded by Stone. Back from Hoosier to Stone. Drops it over. Hornets can't find it. It drops in. Stone with a hit over the top. That makes it 14-11. Platteville has game point. Stone with the kill. Michaela Schnering will serve. Hornets in serve-receive mode. Platteville trying to win it. Here's the serve by Stone. Played now by Razick. Walls to the right side. Pulls for the kill. Down it goes. 14-12. Richland Center gets a serve. Side out. Richland Center. Platteville leading with game point. 14-12. Danica Pauls gets the whistle. Here's the run-up and the serve. Fielded near side. Platteville struggles. They'll get it back to the court and over by Avery Richard. Back row Pauls. Walsh near side. Weiss. Shot. Down it goes. Hornets within one. Elevie Weiss makes it a 14-13 score. We're not done yet. Hornets back to serve. Danica Pauls trying to even the score and make it a brand new ball game. There's the serve, fielded by Platteville. Popped high. Hoosier left side. Stone gets it over. Pauls back row. Weiss right side. Eddie Wirtz drives it over. Left side. Platteville back to the middle. There's the shot. Down it goes by Temperley, and this one belongs to Platteville. Quinn Temperley gets the kill on game point. 15-13, the final score. In this one, it's finally over. Platteville gets the win. They keep it going in the conference now undefeated. The Hornets lose for a second time, but didn't go down without a fight. Gillette Plumbing Heating post-match show is next here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Welcome to the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and guarantee the job will be done right. Platteville gets the win 15-13. The Duncan Rewards play of the game or turning point of the game tonight. I think we got to go with their play of number 7, Quinn Temperley, their sophomore who has a big night tonight, including the kill on game point. That was the one that finally ended it after the Hornets had a bunch of momentum. Richland Center trying to even the score and then go into the best of two, the first one to two after that, but it didn't work. And a kill there by Quinn Temperley, the play of the game. Duncan Rewards, turning point of the game. You can join Duncan for rewards to enjoy exclusive offers and start earning points toward free food and drinks. Platteville wins it tonight in five. You're listening to High School Volleyball from WRCO Sports.
Need a boost to power through your day? Dunkin' delivers. From energizing coffee to crave-worthy snacks, everything's made to order just the way you like it. And with the Dunkin' app, it's Dunkin' done easy. Order ahead and pay right from your phone. Join Dunkin' Rewards to earn points toward free food and drinks. Get exclusive offers you won't want to miss. Richland Center runs on Duncan.
In the fifth and final set tonight, Danica Pauls has a total of 4 kills and an ace. The Hornets coming back strong there. They had some well-played play from Ella Clements as well, who has a kill and an ace during that stretch for Platteville. We talked about their play and down the stretch, the play on game point by Quinn Temperley. Temperley has a total of 4 kills tonight for Platteville to lead the way in the fifth set. Richland Center wins the junior varsity, the JV1, JV2 matches, 2-1 in the JV1, 3-0 in JV2. Again, earlier, the Hornets soccer team lost to Platteville Lancaster 5-2. Conference play tonight. River Valley gets the win in their victory against Lancaster. And here in Richland Center, it is a 3-2 win for the Platteville Hillmen. Visiting here tonight, winning 25-13 in the opener. The Hornets bounce back to win the second, 25-19. And then Platteville, it was all Platteville in the third, 25-10. And as I mentioned, at that point, you're thinking, yeah, this one will be over quickly. And it wasn't. Hornets with a lot of grittiness, getting the win 25-22 in the next contest. And then again in the fifth, it is a hard-fought one all the way. Platteville had built a pretty nice lead. And all of a sudden, the Hornets come storming back to get within 1 point, forcing overtime. But it's Platteville surviving 15-13 to get the victory. We'll be on the air on Thursday night for River Valley. Richland Center traveling now to take on River Valley on Thursday night. Tonight's match engineered by Mr. Fabulous, Tim Thede. And now this is Phil Nee bidding a very pleasant good night. Thanks for joining us for the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show. Congratulations to Platteville and hats off to both teams. A hard-fought effort tonight for both contests. And it was a win for Platteville in five. You've been listening to High School Volleyball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Thanks for joining us for local sports coverage on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. Since 1949, WRCO Radio has proudly covered local sports, made possible by the unwavering support of our communities. We salute the student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans who work together to make these moments happen. It takes a team to bring local sports to life, and we're honored to be part of yours. This has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.
Head to Viola for the 94th Annual Horse and Colt Show, September 19th and 20th. Catch the big parade, horse and tractor pulls, raffle prizes, and family fun. Sponsored by Chicken Ridge Farm, Johnson Tractor, D&T Well Service, and Strang Heating and Electric. Learn more at ViolaHorseAndColtShow.com.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Don't let your weekend project turn into a headache. Let Napa help. Get free all-deep penetrating oil from Napa Auto and Truck Parts. This 11-ounce can is only $9.99, and it'll bust through rust and corrosion fast. And while you're there, grab some Purple Power Cleaner, starting at just $4.49 to clean up that mess. And stock up on select Napa antifreeze coolant. Napa has everything you need to finish the job right. Find them in Richland Center and Boscobel. Napa, they're your source for parts and so much more.
When you get to Oakwood, you're out there having fun.
It's apple season at Oakwood Fruit Farm, featuring fresh-picked favorites like Honeycrisp, Gala, and Macintosh. Perfect for eating or cooking. Sip on fresh apple cider, and in the bakery, hot apple cider donuts made fresh daily, homemade caramel apples, turnovers, cookies, and even take and bake pies. Every Tuesday, enjoy 10% off all apple purchases. And while you're there, brighten your porch with beautiful fall mums and pick your own grapes. Oakwood Fruit Farm is open daily, 9 to 5. Follow the signs south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road.
At Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center, kids learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where children from 6 weeks to 12 years old can explore, grow, and thrive. They're now enrolling, so if you're looking for a safe, engaging place where your child can shine, call Sunshine and Giggles at 649-5501 today. Sunshine and Giggles, where learning is always full of smiles.
If you're looking for a career that values your hard work, Cardinal Glass CG in Spring Green is hiring. With competitive wages, career advancement, and a 401k with profit sharing, enjoy a clean, climate-controlled work environment and choose from 8 or 12-hour shifts with premium pay for nights and weekends. Earn vacation hours from day one and start building a better tomorrow. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3 at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, or call them at 608-588-9831. We'll be right back.
Discover the taste of quality at Prem Meats, your go-to meat processing facility and retail market in Spring Green. Their state-approved facility offers an incredible selection of beef, pork, chicken, and seafood, all at unbeatable prices. Plus, most of their products feature perfected recipes, so you'll keep coming back for more. Don't miss out on fresh take-and-bake pizzas. With locations in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, they also specialize in turning your venison into mouth-watering treats. Prem Meats and Catering, where big savings meet exceptional flavor. Visit them today.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Darren Klingeman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with your family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we'll be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
100.9
WURCO. You got red wine cheeks and I love your smile. Come on here, I want you eyes. Kids sleep on Friday night. And there's a song on, you know that turns me on. That black dress that you got on just is on too long. Girl, you know I ain't the wine drinking type, but I'm liking how it's going down tonight.
There in a bottle at a time. I don't care if it's
Your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and find out how you can buy a house without needing 20% down.
Mostly clear tonight, patchy fog late with a low of 61. Partly sunny and warm tomorrow, high 87. Showers and storms possible tomorrow night, low 60. And partly sunny and slightly cooler on Thursday with a high of 84. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are calm and our current temperature is 66 degrees. There was high school soccer action, or high school volleyball action, I should say, in the area this evening. There was soccer action as well, too, but the main focus was our volleyball broadcast that we had this evening and just got over just moments ago, and it featured Platteville at Richland Center, and in that contest, Platteville took the first set, 25-13. Richland Center took the second set, 25-19. In the third set, it was Platteville, 25-10. Richland Center came back in the fourth set, making it exciting with a 25-22 victory. And in the final set, Platteville, even though Richland Center almost made it close and came back, Platteville beat Richland Center 15-3. So Platteville won the match 3-2. Elsewhere in high school volleyball, Ithaca beat North Crawford 3-1. It was River Valley shutting up Lancaster 3-0. Seneca 3-0 over Kick